Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Genesis chapter 24, verse 12. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today and show steadfast love to my master Abraham. So the context here, Genesis 24, this is a servant who has gone to look for a wife for Isaac, Abraham's son. And the servant gets to this point where he stopped and he basically just looks up to God and he says, I pray for success. In other words, help me to find a wife for Isaac that is good for him, pleasing to you. And I just love the way the servant knows that apart from the intervention of God in this picture, he's hopeless. I think about my own life. So obviously kind of stepping out of this context for a moment, my life, I need the intervention of God. Like all day long, every day. Now, I'm not looking for a wife. I have a wife and I thank God for my wife. But I just think about decisions I make during the day, things I'm doing, even my responsibility as a husband to my wife. I find myself every day saying, God, please help me to love her, honor her in a way that most honors you and it's best for her. When I think about my kids, I'm asking God for divine intervention every day. God, please help me to be the dad you've called me to be. Please help me to parent them well and wisely in ways that are good for them. In my work as a pastor, like I pray all the time, God, please help me to be the pastor these people need me to be. I want to love them well. I want to serve them well. I want to shepherd them well. I think about my battles with sin and temptation in my life. I need divine intervention all day long. God, please help me in this or that struggle, this or that temptation. I think about just every facet of my life. I need divine intervention. So God, give us the perspective of this servant in our lives every day. Lord, grant us success today. I think of all the ways I want to succeed today. I want to succeed as your child following you, resisting temptation, walking humbly with you, seeking you, becoming more and more like Jesus. Lord, I want success in all those ways today. Please help me in those ways. I pray that not just for me, but for those who are listening to this. Lord, I pray for their success in all those ways today. Please help them to grow in you, in understanding of you, in the knowledge of you. Please help them to be more conformed into the image of Christ today. Please cause the fruit of your Spirit to be in us, love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. God, please cause these things to be found in increasing measure in us today. We pray for success in these ways. We pray for success in singleness and marriage and parenting. God, as different ones of us are single or married or parents or grandparents or children, God, please help us to honor you. God, please give us success in our family relationships. Lord, help us to be the husbands, wives, moms, dads, sons, daughters, singles that you've called us to be. God, in our work, in our jobs, Lord, please give us success today. God, not in a worldly sense, but in a sense of your word, in the sense of faithfulness to your word. Help us to work hard because we're working for you ultimately, not for men. Help us to honor you with our work. Give us success in these ways. Give us success in witness, oh God. Make us witnesses today. Use us to point people to Jesus today. We pray for success in that way. Use us to lead people to Jesus, we pray. Oh, Lord God, please grant us success today in all that you've called us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.